A mighty wind rushing and blowing and blasting about, maybe a little like a sneaky intern. But then, of course, there were tongues of flame appearing above the heads of all those who were gathered in that place. But maybe the biggest miracle of all was the languages, the speech, the utterances, the articulation of the good news of God, God's love, God's power, God's strength, God's presence, God's purpose in this one Jesus, the very voice of God. Not the empire's tongue, not the empire's manner, the empire's language, or the empire's false narrative. No, but in each one's own native voice, whether you're local or from out of town. In each one's own native voice, whether you're on the top or on the bottom, whether you're one of the haves or the have-nots, whether you've known this life of privilege and advantage, never having to want for anything, or one of those who always seems to get left behind because of invisible structures, because of systems that oppress, because of bias. Everyone could hear God's voice. You know, some who were standing by that day wondered if maybe these followers of Jesus were drunk. Makes you wonder why they thought that. In fact, you know, someone was quick to protest and say, no, they can't be drunk. It's only 9 a.m. As if, you know, happy hour is a long time away. But what was it? Was it somehow that they were sloppy or obnoxious or red-faced? Or was it that they were uninhibited, that they were bold and unreserved in sharing this good news? You know, Luke the writer calls it enthusios, filled with the Spirit. That's the old Greek word. And it literally means filled or full of God. In fact, so full that their bodies could no longer contain it. It boiled over. It sprayed out over everything. And it would never be limited again. My grandpa used to say, man, that horse is out of the barn. And I think I understand what he means. This ruach, this wind, this spirit, this breath, roaring and blundering and blustering and pushing and blowing and always showing up like an intern somehow. And so we come to this day realizing that, you know, no wonder Luke would write in the way that he did, that he would choose this sign, this symbol, this narrative motif, because that is the nature of the Spirit of God. God's Spirit is mysterious and wonderful. God's Spirit is invisible and powerful. God's Spirit is refreshing and a little scary. Indeed, when the Spirit comes, it blows with a wind that's strong enough to get my attention, with a wind that's strong enough to lift me up off my backside and get me to speak in the face of injustice and ignorance and danger. When the Spirit winds comes, it's strong enough to get me to love my neighbor, even when they're being a jerk. A love and a wind that is strong enough to get me to own up to my own biases. When there's a wind and a spirit that comes, it's strong enough to raise us all from the dead. In Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.